goblins. I smell goblins. Anime goblins.
Oh shit, we started.
Yeah. Listening to anime now. The most current takes. The most current the documents most, on anime.
Most cursed takes. Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama. The Clintons.
I was gonna do my Alex Jones thing, but like now I'm intimidated by
yeah.
How do I?
I'm gonna fuck you in your ass for because the government made me.
Is that what
the
you
government
imagine?
Made me gay.
Is that what you imagine Alex Jones saying? <on time?
laughs> I fucking love Alex Jones. Oh god, I really want to live above InfoWars.
Goblins.
InfoWars shopkeeper. Lawrence,
what's up?
Have you ever heard of a thing called Barack Obama?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, I've heard of him.
Yeah,
I understand he's a person.
You understand he's a person?
Yeah, yeah.
And you understand that he's also gay.
I've heard you this.
Heard this.
I heard he's very
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so just as long as you understand that context, then you'll be able to understand the intro that Anime Chan made for us this week. She's been working hard on a theme tune.
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
Hit it.
But I woke up so horny and I want to suck a funk today. This my penis was purple like a gooey gummies everywhere. Gooey gummies all up in my shirt. I just want some hockey action. If I get the bug, I don't even care.
Just put me right in the festive spirit.
Yeah, happy New Year, travelers.
This put me right in the festive mood.
Wait,
let me get a glass for you.
Oh, thank you. I like it so much. I like it very much. Yeah, that was a historically accurate theme tune from Anime Chan.
You reckon he like sucked someone off to that song once? I bet he did.
I bet he absolutely fucking did. Right. Would you fuck Obama? Would you suck his dick?
Would I suck Obama's dick?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon.
Just for the story.
I don't reckon he's a big dicked man though.
You don't?
No, no.
Don't
no.
think so.
No, no.
I
don't think there's a single politician with a big dick. I mean, that's why they're politicians.
I don't know. I think
I fucked up this poor.
I think the gamut runs. I feel like Obama's carrying a hawk.
Yeah, he's carrying a hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name's Michelle.
I bet she's carrying a hawk too. Damn. They got it all.
It's smelling really cheesy now.
You mind if I have one of these stripes?
Oh, no, hit the stripes. Yeah, absolutely. Here are the stripes, man. Man.
Thank you.
Island beers.
You got any New Year's resolutions?
I need to get horny again. Like,
you do? Is that a necessity for you?
Yeah, well, it kind of is. Like, I've been, like, got this week, I got hit by, like, a fucking bait of, like, crippling, like, panic loneliness
yeah
and
yeah.
then and like and But I'm also because of the titty skittles and the gay patches, like, have had no fucking sex drive.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do I find companionship while not being horny?
That's totally possible. Right? Maybe not the kind of companionship you're looking for.
No, like, it fucking blows, because, like, I've got like a couple of like real good friends, but like no one could do anything for this New Year's, and I just got this like wave of fucking panic.
Yeah.
And like existential fucking panic.
Oh.
And freak the fuck out. It's just at the end of the day, I just messaged a faggot and they were like, yeah, come out. And like that was a fucking relief. But like I think do I smell? Do I smell? Do I smell bad?
Not more than usual.
Am I a toxic person? am I a toxic person?
I think I don't know. Yeah.
Like I've got like
you shouldn't ask me about smells because I get really sensitive about smells. Like my nose is like attuned to something different. It's like
sniff out a cock from me. sniff out a semi from from halfway down the street. That's you. So am I a toxic person?
I think it's certain social skills that you could work on, but like
I don't know how to talk to people without insulting them. But I think the thing is, I've like tried doing that thing where you go out and like join shit and like do stuff. Like I've been playing football with a bunch of boys.
Oh, you still playing football?
I'm still playing football, yeah. I'm still playing football with a bunch of boys, and like, but I don't want to hang out with any of them. Like one of them's a fucking sick ass preacher. There's a preacher. But reverend.
He's one of the
boys I play football with. He's a reverend for a Methodist church, and he got arrested and tried for criminal damage at an arms factory.
Hell
which is
yeah!
Fucking sick.
Oh, this guy rules.
He's the nicest guy as well. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick. Okay.
He's dead fucking nice.
Damn, fuck it.
But like, I don't want to hang out with him.
A reverend's getting arrested for something based.
Yeah. Yeah, the Methodists are fucking cool. I remember when we at least
yeah, they're not Catholics.
When I was with Lesbians and Gays Support the Migrants, we protested an arms fair in London, and I can't remember what we were doing, something fucking gay. But a bunch of Methodists and Quakers abseiled down from this bridge. And hung there to stop the lorries from driving through to deliver arms to the arms fair.
Oh, fuck. The Quakers are fucking... Like, Quakers got it going on.
Yeah,
they're
Quakers and Methodists, they're both sick. The rest of the Christians can fucking suck my dick.
Right? Yeah, no. Quakers kind of rule.
Mm-hmm. Nuns especially, they can suck my dick. Have we talked about this on the pod before?
Not on the pod, I think. I think you made allusions to your nun thing, but like... No, that was in the last episode.
Yeah, I got a thing for nuns. I got a thing right here.
Do something about it, Jesus. I'm about to cuck you.
I'd love to cuck Jesus.
if you fuck a nun, you're cucking
yeah,
God.
You're cucking Jesus. Yeah. I was working in a charity shop years ago. I think it was while I was at... When I was at university, I was doing the books and the records for a charity shop. And this old book came in. And it was like a proper like crusty old like tome. Like you know, like leather bound shit. And it looked like it's just very prim and proper. And I can't remember why. I think it was called The Nun of Something or whatever.
Yeah.
So I started reading it while I was at work. Because I've never worked a full day in my life at work ever.
Yeah.
and it turned out to be about this like nun who like kept claim. I think it was like a semi-historical, no, it was like a historical retelling of this nun who kept like waking up each morning telling the other nuns that she'd been fucked by Jesus overnight. she'd wake up and there was like cum everywhere and shit. She was called like the green nun of something or other. I can't remember.
That's kind of a thing, like nuns being ravished by like
Jesus,
angels,
by the gardener,
etc., etc. You're really into that shit.
Have you snapped out of your funk yet? Your birthday funk. You're in a whole fucking. This is a month of funk. Yeah, I got like 2 weeks of funk.
Yeah, I've been getting real funky with it. Just like fucking Prince in the 70s. I don't know. It's sort of just like a cloud hanging over everything. You know how it goes. Mm-hmm. But this shit keeps me grounded. Doing watching the anime.
Watching anime keeps you grounded.
Yeah. It keeps me going.
Keeps you gooning.
Not quite.
Life can be okay, like without a constant hard on for 5 seconds.
That is luckily not my issue. I've been doing all right. You know, I like I've got plenty of stuff to distract me. And once you make it for the day, and I like lay my head down on a pillow, I'm like, life is actually kind of good. I gotta fight through it. Mm. I gotta like fucking claw my way to the evening. And you know, when I do the little review that I do before it's lights out.
That's what you call that, huh? little review. survey my area.
it's a tiny review. Just a little review. Yeah,
pump for oil in this.
I'm like, no.
That's what they call that.
No, I've got it pretty nice. Like we got the spread out, like got the snacks on deck, the drinks on deck. Mm-hmm. I got my bestest anime watching homie with me over here. I feel like I'm doing all right, you know. And speaking to loneliness, ennui, anxiety, the inability to reach out to people and express what you want to express inside. I feel like the anime that we watched this week is relevant. Can you believe they made an anime about us?
It was kind of us.
They went and made an anime about us. Can you believe?
Yeah. And then when you were like, they're gay, right? I was like, yes, they're gay, but not for each other.
Yeah.
Like yeah. This is what we've done like throughout our entire fucking friendship. Is we find like a cool thing. Get really fucking into it. Although for them it seemed to fix their life. My life hasn't been fixed once.
It fixed their life for
like,
about
what
like
have we done? Like
six months.
Boxing didn't fix my life. You got into bikes with me. Like that hasn't really fixed my life. anime definitely isn't fixing my life. What else have we done? We've done all this shit as well. Street Fighter hasn't fixed my life. There's been more shit.
There's all kinds of shit, just like little things along the way. I don't think it's about fixing your life though. It's like just putting down the little building blocks that like put a smile on your face before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think. How come we haven't made a third friend?
A whole third friend. Well, for me, that's a bit too much. That's a lot of friends to have to deal with.
It's because you're a toxic person. Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I come green slime. Mm-hmm. And no one can stand it.
Coming slime. It's a pastime activity. The toxicity of my pee-pee. Of my pee-pee.
You turning into a girl. Turning into a whore. A whore. You somewhere between the fucking guys, you find some time to sleep.
What was I saying?
Not anything as cool as that.
No. We watched an anime called Super Cub.
Super Cub.
2021. We had
just about two chicks with their little chubbies.
Yeah, and then a furred one shows up and like just ruins the vibe completely. See, that's why we don't have a furred friend.
No, she's cool. She joins him in the end.
Yeah, well, it takes like
she gives him free coffee.
Half.
We need a friend that can give us free shit.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good argument. Yeah, yeah. Like free coffee would do it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Free suck coffee too. We need a friend that can suck us off. Yes, free suck coffee. We need a third mic, but the mic's my dick. I know a girl that would probably do that.
No, she should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she
she's got one of those sick trans girl names too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably shouldn't say her name.
Already you put in.
Although I can guarantee there's probably a million trans girls out there with the sick trans girl name.
She into anime though.
I mean, like all the signs signal yes. That's the bitch that I told that's you when we went out. Like we went out to the beach one day in the summer, and then we went to get like chips afterwards. Yeah, and then she got under the table and got everyone to feed her chips like a dog.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that seems. Yeah, she's probably into anime. She'd probably be into anime. And if she wasn't, she'd take to it pretty easily, I think. That's the sense I get.
Is it easy to convince an autistic person to have a new special interest? Can you train their special interests?
I don't know. I haven't tried it. Like,
can you train autistics?
Like a dog clicker? Like, yeah. I think if your autistic special interest is being a puppy girl, perhaps you could train them to be into anime. I think they'd, I assume they'd be pretty trainable.
She wanted to fuck, but I was spooked that she might have STDs.
why are you putting this poor lady on blast?
Like she was cute and all, but like. Because I got a message from a friend saying like blah blah blah. What should I call her? Xena. I'm gonna call her Xena, but the name is transer than that.
Warrior princess. Okay.
Name is transer than Xena. and they were like Xena thinks you're hot, and I was like I don't know, I really fucking thought about it, but like I can't be dealing with herpes.
No.
I've survived this long without herpes, without the herbs.
Yeah,
all right.
Well,
she probably doesn't.
It's not that troublesome.
have you got the herpes? Have you got herpes?
Yeah, I've mentioned this before.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Well, how did you manage that?
Huh? Being a fucking slut.
Where have you got herpes?
Being a huge fucking whore.
Where have you got herpes, you whore? You dirty whore.
Back when I was on the apps, back when I was cruising the apps.
You got gay herpes?
No. No, it was from a bitch.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it, and like, do they like flare up, right?
Yep.
Damn. Because you got that shit for life, right?
Yeah. That's my constant companion. It's, me
like on the face,
the herp,
if you got face herpes,
not the face,
the face herpes. Not the face. Is that worse or better? What's it like when you're
it's not great.
sounds fucking shit.
Well, when it flares up, it is, but like,
what makes it flare up?
Gay farts, I'm told. If I can control these gay farts, I'll be just fine.
Fuck. Yeah. So you can and after that you can never raw dog again. Was that the last time you raw dogged?
No, I'm still raw dogging.
Now you're part of the problem.
I was still out here putting bitches at risk. No, when you're not like when you're not active, then like it's fine.
Okay.
At least That's what I've been told.
Damn.
Yeah, maybe I should review that. Or maybe I should like look up a Wikipedia or something. I don't know.
Did you know the bitch had herpes?
Yeah.
Yes. You probably bug chased it. You bug chased that shit.
It was.
Or did you think you were going to be? I'm going to be with this bitch forever. We can roll around in our fucking pus-filled sore pools. Like, she's going to be my bitch forever. We'll be herpes. We'll have little herpes babies. A little baby that's just a little one fucking swore.
Kill me! Kill me! Fucking eraser head. Eraser head baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I was on some different shit. Like, I don't know. I don't really like people in general, but when I fall for someone, I can like really like dive in.
Oh, I do that all the fucking time. That's not my fucking problem.
Yeah.
Okay, I got like. Is that a problem? It's a fucking problem. Yeah. Like, yeah, I can't just. Well, yeah, it's a fucking problem when you try and get yourself to someone you're over bitches.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'd rather be a little bit suicidal than have some fucking gay disease. What else have you got?
it's not that bad. It's not that bad, Jess. I'd rather you didn't feel
Lawrence,
like killing yourself.
Not that bad. Herpes.
No one else has to deal with this
Come
shit.
Come get 'em, bitches.
I'm watching anime. I'm doing a podcast.
Is that okay to sit on the furniture here? Dirty slut.
Yeah, just don't fuck the furniture. Don't put your cock in the furniture. You should be fine. It should be just fine.
You are.
I told you before.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Super Cub
2021.
Super Cub.
It's a lovely little series about a girl. Do you know what her name is?
No.
I think it wasn't until like episode like 4 or 5 that they actually like mentioned her name.
It's because she's nothing, right? She's just a vapid, vapid.
That's one way of describing.
She's just like she's got fucking nothing going on between the ears. Like, just to put yeah. Well, I did enjoy her like
vacuous worm.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Super Cub 2021 is about a girl. Excuse me.
Gross.
Her name is Koguma. Yeah. Which I like. When I heard the name, I was like, "This is way too on the nose."
Sounds
like
a
look up the what, kanji.
What are those monsters?
Which monsters?
Joss
is making a hand puppets. Doing a hand puppet thing.
I like Godzilla and shit. What are they called?
Kaiju.
That's it.
Yeah. Koguma literally means bear cub. Her name is Bear Cub.
Her name is Bear Cub.
Yeah.
Okay.
She describes herself as a girl that has nothing. She has.
Yeah, she lives in a fucking sweet apartment.
She has no friends. No money, no parents, no hobbies, no goals for the future. That's how she describes herself. And in the first episode, she's like riding her bike to school and she's fucking dying. She is she's about to fucking. It's like riding up the gentlest incline and like huffing and puffing and on the verge of a fucking heart attack. And she's like,
her bike doesn't look like it fucking sucks. Yeah. It's one of those fucking shitty Dutch city bikes.
Mama Chatty.
Yeah.
As they call them.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah. It's like a granny bike.
Okay. Yeah.
She's she's fucking going to school is like a life and death struggle for this bitch. So after school, she decides to hit up the fucking motorcycle dealership and gets a sweet fucking deal on a Cub, on a Honda Honda Cub. And it literally brightens up her world. It like changes her perspective.
Had you ever heard of a Honda Cub before this?
No.
I never come across it.
No, me neither.
Have you looked into it since?
Huh?
Have you looked into them since?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How much do you want one?
I want two. I want a city cub and I want an adventure cub. Ah,
the fucking the trail cubs are so good.
Yo, what the fuck? I'm obsessed now.
Yeah. They're really hard to get in the UK. The trail ones particularly. You can get normal cubs.
Yeah.
It's like 3.5 grand for like a second hand one.
Okay. Yeah.
I need someone to die.
It's a long term goal.
I keep thinking, oh god, I need someone to die so I can be able to afford to do the shit I want to do. But actually, all my fucking family are fucking... There's not a fucking penny in it.
Oh, no. No.
They could all fucking die. And then
no, if one of these fuckers gives up the ghost, I'm just going deeper into debt.
Saddled with their debt. <Yeah. laughs> What's the fucking point? Like, what's the fucking point? If you can't wait for your relatives to die so you can get a sweet motorbike... Or like some sense of stability.
Yeah. No, that's just.
And they're bitches who like.
It's not for
their
us.
Parents have bought them a fucking house and like.
I don't know any of those people.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I can't think of anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Traveling. Their parents bought them a fucking house. Well, now they're off traveling the fucking world.
Will you stop? Putting people. Stop it.
And another thing,
this is an anime podcast. This is a podcast about anime.
Am I a toxic person?
You're a lovely person, but there are some social skills you can work on. But that goes for all of us. Me too. Me, like.
I don't want to be like you.
100% me. Like. Super Cub 2021. Koguma describes herself as a person. She has fucking nothing. We see her daily routine. She's like spreading some fucking butter on toast. Her school lunch is like plain rice and a sachet
bag of
like,
dog food.
Yeah,
like cat food.
Very depressing meal. She doesn't look like the happiest person either.
She's pallid. She's skinny.
She's
fucking miserable.
The way that she's depicted. She's got like the big watery anime eye, sure, but like she also has like these little like vertical lines down her cheeks. What do you think those represent?
Being an old soul.
Yeah.
Because the more and having sucked a lot of cock. If you stretch it right out
is
down
that
here.
Is that what happens?
It's from doing that. Oh, right, dear. And that gives you lines down there. They call them cock lines.
I did not consider.
Yeah.
That was. I did not consider.
Well,
that.
How do you think she affords the flat?
That did not occur to me. Anyway. Oh wow, it's all coming together. I think she's depressed. I think she's very fucking depressed.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
You didn't feel like some spark of recognition when you were watching this show?
Yeah, fuck it.
Seeing this weak, depressed bitch.
Yeah, but the thing is, the difference between her and I is that she was doing like, you know, she was doing the right thing, going to school, blah blah. If I get depressed, I like buy a bunch of shit off the internet, shave my legs, and get on Grindr. And take a bunch of drugs, and watch my life explode. I tell everyone exactly what I think about them. I, might turn into a little bitch. I think that everyone's leaving me or abandoning me. So really, I don't understand her depression at all. Because she could be a perfectly functional member of society. Here's and be just like her.
Well, like, sure, there are some differences between you and Koguma in the ways that you cope, etc. Mm. But what it comes down to is that she's just doing, like, she's doing her very best. Mm. And so are you. I see it. I see it every day. you're making me laugh. I think if she had the same kind of like experiences and background and upbringing that you've had, perhaps she may have gone down a different path.
Well, but, she's doing better than me because her parents are dead.
No. No, she's just doing what she can, and that's what we're doing as well when we go to boxing class, mm-hmm. and like and then you get kicked out because you punch someone too hard and they got angry.
I didn't do that. Didn't happen.
No.
I did throw up once though. I did. I did get told it wasn't therapy once. what was his name? I can't remember what his name was. Who was the coach?
Oh yeah,
the coach. The coach told me to.
I'm not going to put him on blast.
The coach, told me this isn't therapy.
He said that.
Yeah. It's like, chill the fuck out. This isn't therapy.
Yeah.
The thing is, but like, I would always like, I would only punch the much bigger guys too hard, and then they'd punch the shit out of me. Was it everyone's bigger than me? But I've been like that throughout my entire life. But like at school, I would like constantly get in fights with the fucking like the like the boys about to like leave school.
Yeah.
And I would like
easy targets.
Yeah. I remember there was one really like defining, like I. One time, one of my managers, this is when I was doing like therapeutic shit, so they thought they could get in your head with all this shit. And he was like, how do you act when you're angry? What was anger to you? And it reminded me of this thing, like there was this fucking cunt that kept like taking the piss out of me. And but he was much bigger than me. He was like year 11 or whatever, and I was year 7 or 8. And they kept fucking ripping on me all the time because I was like a long-haired little fucking stoner faggot.
And very little has changed.
One time I just fucking snapped, and I turned around and we were on the stairwell going up the stairs in school. And I got him by his fucking neck like that, like up against the wall.
Yeah,
like he was already taller than me to begin with, so I was like on my toes, like had him up on his toes against the wall. Like by his fucking neck. And he just looked at me and said, "What are you gonna do?"
To kiss him.
I didn't kiss him. He just said, "What are you gonna do?" And I realized I couldn't fucking do anything to him. I was like, nothing. And they were completely cocked by the whole fucking thing. And
cocked.
That's what happens with my anger. My anger just like is this like fucking like impotent rage that has no like, it's just like a, it's just purely self-defeating.
Turn it inwards.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is.
You stood up for yourself.
I did, but I didn't. I did that all the time. But I would always get the shit kicked out of me. I remember when I moved to the other school and the fucking I was bullied by this kid whose fucking surname was Hyman.
No. You were Hyman's bitch?
I got bullied by a fucking...
How did you get to be Hyman's bitch?
This kid was a nasty motherfucker. He was a fucking nasty fucker.
Yeah, well, that's what happens to
you. He was like... If we were smoking the drugs, he was friends with the kids who were selling the drugs. Anyway, and that like him and his mates fucking rolled me down a hill once. Like, I have so many memories of just like getting into fights and then getting completely
just embarrassed by the whole fucking thing, the shit kicked out of me. But I've always been bouncy.
How did it happen? How did they? What led up to them rolling you down a hill?
I can't remember.
Did you say something that he didn't like? Did you stand up? No, he said.
Yeah, I stood up for myself. Yeah. And I stood up for other people as well.
That's why I was
friends with. There's crews at all this. Like every school has little crews, and I moved between two. I was friends with the stoners and the faggots.
Yeah.
And neither of which give you much social credit.
Sure.
So I think I was probably standing up for a faggot.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's why I fucking love you. You stand up for yourself. You stand up for others. What the fuck are you laughing for? Yeah. Being real funny. I'm being real funny.
Super cool.
No. I don't care that you get beat up by a guy that's bigger than you. Like you fucking stand up for yourself, what you believe in, like people you care about. You fucking win. You fucking won that. Like this prick has to live with a surname for the rest of his life. Only getting a satisfaction out of
Lewis Hyman Davies. Okay. Suck my dick.
Okay. He deserves that one. He deserves that one.
I remember one time.
He's gonna spend the rest of his life only being able to get off by like bullying people who are smaller and weaker than him until one day he runs into someone who is only slightly bigger than him, only slightly more of a prick than he is, and he's gonna cave, he's gonna buckle because he's never had to stand up for anything. And for us, we're just gonna keep doing our thing, keep going for our life, like being fucking bullied and fucked by if not bigger guys and just like bigger systems, bigger and bigger systems each time.
I fucked his cousin with my big system.
Hell yeah. Fucking disgrace to Hyman name. And yeah, you fucking live for those little wins. Mm-hmm. You get to.
It was a big
live for those. Live for those W's.
She said, "Oh yeah, big win. Stick that big win in me."
Big dub for the Rizzler.
Yeah, I want a fucking super cub. So
hell yeah. Yeah.
What might start hooing it out. Should I start hooing it out to buy myself a super cub?
putting the pussy on the stroll for the super cub. Yeah.
$3,500. How quickly could I make that? I'm not as sprightly as I used to be.
Yeah, well, there's a market for that. There's a market. Right? Well, please tell me there's a market for this.
That's totally a market for you.
Yeah, bug chasers, perhaps.
Bug chasers.
bug chasers in training is like, I don't got the big bug, but if you want to like start
imagine
small.
Imagine the kind of bitch that hasn't picked up herpes yet on the fucking bug chaser train. You haven't got any of the special sauce.
No, I'm not all the way black, but if you want to like practice for the big leagues, then I'm your person.
A bit of half and half. Yeah.
And I got a little extra. I got like it's not AIDS, but like you're kinda like wiggle on up to AIDS. Like take a couple of practice swings.
Yeah, like the training wheels for fucking a black method.
Yeah, fat white women love me.
Do they? That's a thing, isn't it? It's a trope. And do they actually?
There have been a couple, sure.
Yeah.
Not exclusively,
it's the other way around. Is it supposed to be that black guys like fat white women?
Uh-huh. I think it's
mutual attraction.
Yeah, it's a little give and take, a little give and take situation. Sure.
Big fat fatties. Just stop eating.
Just stop eating.
You thought about it. Like, just stop. Just stop eating.
I mean, you kind of have to eat, like, every day, sort of.
How much do you have to eat to get, like, that fat?
Oh, shit. Excuse me. Gassy. Excuse me. That's a lot of food. There was that, there used to be this Channel 4 documentary. I forget what it's called. It was like
Big Fat
Secret,
Fatty.
Secret, my Big Fat Secret or whatever. I'm making shit up now. But it's basically, they get a bunch of like, fat folks and they keep a camera on them all week. And like,
interesting.
Just filming them like eating on their day to day, and like just the kind of like the kind of orders that they make at like restaurants or like fast food, or like what they make when they get home from work and stuff that.
Yeah.
It's like just a whole bunch of little things that add up to like a shitload of like calories and sugar and fats and stuff, and like you don't even realize it.
But you gotta realize it at some point, right? Like,
damn.
This big fat fatty is what it's it. Like, you know, that, I told you about the French heroin addict at age. We'd always be like, these fat fucks.
Yeah.
These people are so fat. I'm going to take some more heroin.
Yo, she's fucking,
I used to. I used to date the guy from Ed Banger. Do you know? Ed Banger? Ed Banger.
was that what she was saying while you were giving it to her?
Yeah. Like, oh, you're just like Ed Banger. Ed Banger Records. She was insane.
Yeah,
she would say, "Is that it?"
That's fucking.
Like, it was the only bitch I've ever fucked to be like, "Was that it?"
Oh yeah.
Because I don't. I don't tend to leave him like that. I don't tend to leave him like that. But like, this bitch was like, she was fucking nuts. I think she was numbed off. I guess like dope addicts are kind of like numb.
Yes, it was the dope, Jazz.
Yeah. it's because I was an Ed Banger Records guy.
That's the type of bitch I need to meet.
She was fucking nuts. She was fucking insane.
Oh, fuck.
If you leave me, I will take heroin again.
So, my girl Koguma, she gets a cub, and her life has changed, but like not in some huge like American dream won the fucking lottery kind of way, and like suddenly I'm confident, attractive, and everyone looks up to me. No, it's like in little ways.
Yeah, but she gets the bike and doesn't solve her problems immediately. Like,
no,
she's like, I got a bike, and then everyone's like, so fucking loser, there's a bitch bike.
The bike doesn't change her, she changes.
Yeah,
she grows to like be worthy of like this thing that she falls in love with, like this goofy little cute little bike that no one is really impressed by except for the other and the other girl in school.
Yeah.
Who is like who is you? Little autistic little freak, like who's also obsessed with guns. You see
obsessed with guns. Yeah. That was sick.
Yeah. And they go to the hardware store to like buy some like gloves, and like a level-headed sober Koguma like has to drag her friend away from like the replica gun display case. They made an anime about us. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it was sick.
Yeah, and like the show from like moment to moment is just like just such a languid pace, such a like a gentle, easy pace.
Mm-hmm.
There's hardly any drama, hardly any stakes, and it's just about like this very. I keep saying weak, empathetic, but like it's just also lovable. I loved Koguma. I loved her struggle. I love seeing her growth, like very small things, just like the idea, simply the idea of having a friend, someone who could be a friend, at first is like so overwhelming to her.
It was weird how like everyone was so fucking nice in that show as well, though. Like, where's this fucking world where everyone's like polite and nice to each other all the time? And like,
wait, polite and nice aren't quite the same, but like, yeah, they were polite, sure, yeah.
Okay, they were polite, but they weren't nice.
I'm sure they were nice too.
What did you think about the Italia family? The Italia family.
The Westaboo family.
yeah. Westaboo.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. Like, so in one episode,
was the mum like actually American, or had she like?
That's what I was wondering. Was she actually like a white lady, or was she like a Japanese lady who went like?
She went to fucking town. Yeah. Because that fucking happens to bitches. Like, my dad's fucking Kazakh wife keeps wanting to dye her hair blonde and put in blue contact lenses.
Everyone is getting shots this episode. that gun has changed, you jocks. Like, everyone can get the smoke. Anime now. All that hot gossip about all of the bitches in our life.
Hey, at least I've got.
Yeah,
like pussy AIDS.
I think both scenarios are pretty hilarious. Either she's like a Japanese lady who got way too into being
white. I think that's what it actually is.
Or I like to imagine she's a white lady and like the Japanese dad hit it and then he was like, well, fuck, dude, this is my entire personality. this is my whole thing. I love Western culture. Pussy's so good it made him just abandon being Japanese.
I didn't think that works that way, because that does, it doesn't work that way, really, does it? Like,
what does?
Because like Japan's like full of like Western men just trying to be more Japanese, right?
So cram a pussy for me,
sure.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
please, my lady.
I guess they're the ones that are posting the hardest about it, but I'm sure there's like white ladies over there as well. Like,
never see any white bitches over there.
No, because they find a lovely Japanese husband and then they live happily ever after in their like Tyrolean land house for a little German Italian bakery. that's how I'm trying to get down.
God, we sound like shit though. Do you ever drink why do people drink cappuccino? Cappuccino sucks ass.
I guess because of the frothy milk layer, and you like sprinkle a little bit of cocoa on it.
Put milk in coffee. It's fucking wrong.
It's not my thing either, but I can see why people are into it.
I like coffee that tastes like fucking ass. Oh, I want a coffee that tastes like fucking poison. It's black as the fucking night.
Hell yeah.
Black as the fucking sea on a fucking. Anyway, like black coffee.
So Koguma meets Reiko. They're both obsessed with cubs. Like Koguma is like the level-headed, sober, somewhat depressed one. Reiko is like a bit more outgoing, a bit more adventurous, and she's got like the.
But cub she doesn't that do it. But she has like no. She has like no friends, right?
Yeah, because she's like just a fucking.
She's like really into roads.
Yeah,
different roads.
Yeah, she's obsessed with seeing the Shonan Bullet Road.
Her house is even sicker.
What the fuck is she doing with a log cabin? Bitch just got a log cabin all to herself.
She's fucking hot. I like her. She's cool. There's guns. She wears button-down shirts.
Yeah, like, they've got like the sickest butch fits. I love their fits like all throughout the show.
I fucked her.
I don't know if you want to announce that on the podcast. Is that
announcing everything else?
I guess. Sure. And then
just no holds barred. Get me fired.
just to round out the trio, like just a little waifish, elf like, tinier and weaker girl than Koguma shows up. And I think these are a couple of my favorite episodes. She's like running the school culture festival, mm-hmm. Well-known anime trope, and she decides to like turn the classroom.
I didn't
into
see
like
much
little...
of the culture there, though.
No, I guess it wasn't really about that. She decides to turn the classroom into like a little Italian cafe.
So there was no cookout.
No. but her being a dumb, disorganized bitch, he's like, can't even get the espresso machine that they need to turn the classroom into an Italian cafe. So Koguma volunteers herself to drive it over from another school, and she equips her fucking cub with like this sick, like, this carriage thing with like a bunch of suspensions, shocks, or some shit. I don't know what it was, but it was fucking
It looked like a proton thingy from Ghostbusters.
It looks like some Doctor Who shit, proton like thing. A Doctor Who prop for sure.
Some gay Doctor Who shit. Doctor Who people, they can fuck themselves, right?
Doctor Who
you ever
people?
Watched Doctor Who?
No, never. I caught like one episode, and I think I got the sense from that.
Yeah, I didn't get it. There's people that are really fucking into it.
Yeah, no, I haven't really met people like that, luckily.
They'll quote Monty Python at you and like Doctor Who.
it's Britain. It's part of the hazard, isn't it? It's
Doctor Who Americans are even worse.
Oh, God.
You haven't met a Doctor Who American?
Oh, that's fucked up. No, I haven't. That's so fucking cucked.
Yeah.
Like Americans who are into Doctor Who and British people who are into fucking country music are just...
No, country music's like...
Oh no!
Yeah,
trial there in a small town.
No, don't say that. Damn. that's very cucked, you know. That's a very cucked position culturally to take. Back to my experience of the anime. Koguma delivers the espresso machine to Aniwa, who's the little girl. The teeny tiny, like fragile, extremely breakable little girl.
Is that an anime? You were telling me about anime archetypes the other day. Is she a kind of anime archetype? Because I'm sure I've seen that character a lot.
I think it just like falls under the very large umbrella of moe, but I'm going to get into that actually.
Is that a kind of wine?
Like when she receives the espresso machine, she's like, it's just like instantly enamored of like these two cool individuals or like rugged self starters, like can do fucking anything on their cubs. Mm-hmm. And she says something like, "Oh, I wish I could ride one of these, but like I have enough trouble like just getting on my bike and not falling off or something like that."
On her Alex Moulton.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Alex Moulton's before. I'm into bikes. I've never heard of an Alex Moulton before this.
Yeah.
Did you look up Alex Moulton?
I did. Yeah, it's a sick bike.
Fucking expensive they are.
Yeah, like, you're nice though.
Like two okay. grand.
Yeah.
Like for one of those fuckers. I didn't get it. Why it was so nice? Was it folding?
Yeah, it folds. It folds, but it looks tight.
Yeah. I had a folding bike once. Yeah. I lent it to a friend. And he fucking tied it up by the fucking. He locked it up by the front wheel and it got nicked. Because I was in fucking New Cross.
Damn.
And anything that wasn't tied down got nicked.
Dumbass. Yeah. Fucking idiot.
What a prick.
So here's how you track Koguma's like development as a character. When Aniwa is like, "Oh, I wish I had one of these," and she's like, "Yeah," she's become the kind of person that like develops like an entire like life philosophy around like riding her cub, and she's mm-hmm. like, "Oh, well, if you shouldn't take on things that you can't handle." She becomes like sassy as hell.
Yeah, she becomes
like bad sassy. It's like if you're spooked, then the cub is just gonna
eating that shit straight away.
If you're spooked, the cub is gonna throw you off.
Yeah.
And she doesn't learn a lesson, and not quite. Well,
what do they call that? Oh shit! What do they call that?
What do they call what?
That look when you when you've just started fucking doing something and you think you're way better at it than you are.
Oh yeah.
And you start saying telling bitches things like, yeah, like you couldn't handle sticking your dick in the exhaust of this. Like,
yeah, I forget what that phenomenon is called. It's something. It's like a German name.
Yeah, like that. It was very name.
Yeah, something
for
like
that. For an Eminem. For Apple syndrome.
So she becomes like a little hanger-on while Reiko and Koguma are just like living their lesbian best life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hanging out at their cafe, drinking free coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And riding their bikes all around.
These are all things that happened in the anime.
Yeah. But it's also parallels our lives a little bit. Like when you got me into fucking bikes.
Yeah. Hey, you still riding it in this cold?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Not like
bikes are fucking sick.
Not like crazy distances or whatever, but I gotta get on there.
I can't wait to fucking spring again. Get on
For sure, for sure.
And we got a race this summer, aren't we?
Yeah.
We shook on that shit. I never break a promise.
We're gonna have to do like a whole ass Rocky montage worth of training for that shit.
Well, we're right by the sea. We could do that shit with you know where. Was it Rocky and who's the Apollo Creed run along the beach and then run into the sea in their crop tops? Shit, I'm wearing a fucking.
Oh shit!
I just got myself I feel a bit like Chris Chan in it. When Chris Chan got like started wearing sports bras, I feel a bit like that. But bras fucking suck.
Yeah,
bras suck ass.
Yeah, so I've heard.
But if you want to run into the sea, and fucking chest thump in the sea, then I'm ready in our crop tops.
Hell yeah,
because they're both wearing crop tops. Sick as fuck.
Well yeah, well I certainly need a bra way more than you do.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, my titties are juicier than yours. It's just beer and BPAs, baby. Who needs all that?
Because what we're doing? What was that crit called? We're gonna do a crit.
Thunder crit.
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna do thunder crit.
Yeah.
Summer. You need to learn how to clip in.
Nice. Yeah. That's
get some clipping pedals.
Good that we mentioned it, because now they're gonna ban us.
Someone's gonna ban us from shit.
Everything I've said in this podcast is a lie.
Disclaimer. Justin's actually 6'8".
Suck my dick.
I'm 6'9", and fucking unstoppable.
Justin will just run for you like a fucking truck.
We need to. Where do you train for a crit? We need to find some corners. You need to start clipping in.
Oh fuck yeah! I need to get some actual fucking proper pedals.
Yeah, you should look in the sales.
We can worry about that after we've discussed anime.
I bet that shit's dirt cheap right now.
I'm gonna need you to like express a genuine thought about this anime. Like, what did you think? What did you feel about Supercub?
I really loved it. Like it was
Yeah. If you could get through the hour without saying you loved the anime, huh? If you could get through without like expressing a feeling, huh?
Yeah,
I got you now.
trying to dig for some feelings. I think because it parallels so much the way like we get into shit. And like, and also it reminded me so much of like discovering like, fuck, I really love cycling. And then like, I went and like got a job as a bike messenger, and like that, like fucking excitement of like, shit, like you kept riding along, fucking smiling. Like, although when you're cycling around London in the fucking, in the wind and the rain and all blazing heat, like mostly you're like swearing at things and probably less of a chill fucking like gormless grin on your face that she gets, more of I would have like I made this like playlist of the most obnoxious music like blared out over my speaker. Because you had to do that so that people knew you were coming, because if you got a speaker blaring, like people would get out of the way. And then when you're a messenger as well, you've got like a walkie talkie with just a fucking dickhead shouting at you all day, telling you to hurry up, telling you you're a fucking idiot for like turning down the wrong corner or whatever, although you should have been somewhere like 20 minutes ago. That was like one of the most fun jobs we've ever had. So it reminded me of that, and that was a big part of me like falling in love more with bikes and like them becoming like thing that I'm never gonna put down.
Would you say that like you identified with this character, the character of Koguma?
Yeah, sure.
Got him. Got him. Joss identified with an anime girl.
I do though. I think I like the anime. I like the animes with girls and much more than I like the animes with guys. And I think so far.
Yeah. I think when I talk to people about anime, when I'm like feeling in a chatty moods, and I bring up anime, and usually the refrain I hear is like, I love a little bit of Ghibli, a little bit of Satoshi Kon, etc. But what's with all the little girls though? What's with all of that stuff? Mm-hmm. And then my stock reply is usually, you simply have to develop your sense of moe. You've probably heard me say this before. Yeah?
I think you have. Yeah. What does that mean?
It's difficult to unpack because it's such a nebulous term. But I think this anime
of a nebulous term, which is what before your penis.
That's not what it's called. But I think this anime helps you develop a greater sense of moe. To name it, I think it's to do with cuteness. It's to do with like feeling yourself not necessarily attracted, but like drawn to protect, to nurture, to look back on your own life when you were like perhaps 15, 16, and enjoying things back when you were in fucking
back when you enjoyed shit. I don't think I ever did.
Yes,
I never enjoyed a thing in
you
my
did,
life.
You did, and you gave it up. That happens to all of us. Well, you got to tell me sometime. But like when I watch this, when I watch Super Cub, and I see like Koguma's happiness, when I see her like come out of her shell and like develop as like a person and a friend to others, I want to say like hold on to that. Please don't forget this feeling. Don't forget the way this bike made you feel. Because I feel like I lost that cub along the way somewhere, you know, and like, but you try and find it in other things. You try, and I think that's a little encapsulation of like what moe is. It's there's a certain effect that cuteness has on people. It's like
Jonathan Richburn might describe that as the summer feeling.
Oh yeah,
the summer feeling. It's when the heat of the lawn makes you want to flop down on it. When that something, 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 blah, blah. When that teenage car gets the cop down on it. No, that summer feeling's going to haunt you the rest of your life.
No, the haunting.
Summer feeling. Summer feeling. Yeah, that's that summer feeling.
The haunting is my own, but I guess that moe is a little bit like that summer feeling that you're describing. I'm not familiar with this song, but like
it's a fucking good Jonathan Richman is always right about everything. I get the Maria thing and blah 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 blah, and I'm making a comparable thing from my lexicon, and like his music makes you feel that like similar thing. And it's like, and I particularly things like Summer Feeling or like Vampire Girls, like various things about like seeing a girl on the train, and she's like a vampire girl. I was like, oh, I fucking love these vampire girls. Or like Everyday Clothes is a really nice one. It's where he's like talking about his bitch and how like she's like getting ready for a party or something, wants to wear this like cute dress or whatever.
So I haven't heard these songs, but like loop it back to Super Cub. Where does Jonathan Richman like fit into?
But he so much of his message is about that shit, about like remembering those fucking sweet moments of youth and like keeping hold of them. And Jonathan Richman's like a permanent child as well. Like he would make these like songs for adults that would like children's songs, like I'm a little dinosaur.
This isn't the Toy Story guy, is he?
No. Way less gay than that.
Right.
What was that guy's name?
Oh, I forgot.
That guy had a funny voice. It was like,
piano.
Something like
rock and roll McDonald's.
Wesley Willis. Was it absolutely typified that like holding on to the things that made you joyful in youth?
Rock over Chicago. Rock over London.
It's there. Sure.
McDonald's.
I feel like there was
Daniel Johnston never got over that bitch.
Yeah.
Daniel Johnston was hoping like it tore him up inside.
Yeah.
Like but he had that summer feeling. He carried on writing about Laurie till like the end of his days, I think. You ever listen to Daniel Johnston?
Sure. Yeah. I used to listen to Daniel Johnston. Yeah. They didn't really get deep into his catalog, but
I got in deep. Saw him play a few times. It was really fucking cool.
Yeah, I saw him play once as well. Sick. Yeah.
Where was that?
The Concord.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Oh, but that was really good.
Yeah, it was. That was a while ago. I remember it being all right. He had like a little weird moment in the middle, but it was cool nonetheless. Mm-hmm.
When Anime Chan was racking her brains for what song to do for today. Like the only song I could think about, the anime chan could think about about motorcycles was "Speedin' Motorcycle." Hell won't you change me?
Oh yeah.
Speedin' Motorcycle.
Oh fuck.
Won't you change me? In a world of funny changes, speedy motorcycle.
Fuck, that's a good
song
right there.
Won't change me?
Fuck.
Many girls have taken you for a ride, hurt you deep inside, but you never slow down.
That's Kaguma's jam right there. Yeah. That's what she fucking plays when she, if she was like badass enough to like have earphones in while she was riding on her cub, but she had never
totally died. Badass. It's a badass thing to do. listen to headphones on your bike.
Put in your noise canceling earphones and like listen to Joanna Newsom while you're cycling. That's So the anime, we get to see like a certain stretch of time, like I'm gonna say about like 6 to 8 months or something like that, and then they like just go through the seasons, and they like
it's a winter.
Gear up,
it's autumn for winter. Autumn to spring.
Yeah. It's like starts in the summer and then like goes through autumn and winter, and they sort of like gear up. And they sort of like go on that journey together, like just becoming
what the fuck is going on?
becoming the best cub riders that they can be. And I loved that journey. I'm letting my hair down.
Yeah,
I'm letting my hair down. I loved that journey, and I loved seeing these two girls grow together. And I'm gonna put you on blast this time. I sent you a text the other day. I was like, these girls are gay, I don't care, is what I texted. And then you replied to me, yes, they're gay, but not for each other. And when I saw that text, I knew that I'd broken through to you. Because rather than seeing two deformed anime blobs of cuteness, you saw people. You momentarily saw people that you identified with. Mm-hmm. You recognized them as people, and you saw yourself reflected in them.
Yeah, like, no, I really did for this one.
Yeah,
for they got into a hobby that is about adding accessories. I've briefly looked into we've Googled what cycling animes are there. And none of them seem to hit quite right. And I think this probably was what I wanted, a lot of what I wanted from a cycling anime, which is like getting really into the object, the imperfect object as well. Because this year I got what has been my dream bike for a long time. Chinelli Vigorelli, and I wanted that bike, so ever since I tried one out, I went to a fixed gear meetup and tried out this guy's Vigorelli, and it felt fucking sick. And so I've wanted one ever since then. That was years ago.
And this one, it's
an imperfect machine because it's not good for anything. It's not good for riding around our fucking city.
No.
But I fucking love it. Although I would argue that track bikes are actually sick for riding around a city, even if they suck. Going on the long rides, I'm watching our friend go like absolutely having a whale of a time on his like lovely touring bike. And we're like on the track bikes. Track bikes are fucking sick. It's the thing about like falling in love with that like imperfect machine and the freedom that it gives you. And although it's also a trap, I have to change my shoes if I want to bring a change of shoes if I want to go anywhere, which isn't particularly practical.
Growing to meet the expectations of like this machine as well, and like becoming better, so you can ride better. As you ride better, you feel better.
It
makes you want to do better.
Whereas these girls were like the show was all about what more things they could attach to their bike. Like riding a track bike is how many things can I take off this bike?
That's true. So I think the little text exchange we had like highlighted two different ways of like looking at anime. It's like I love doing a bit of shipping. I think it's hilarious. But I saw your points, and I guess I do feel that you're right, even though it makes me a little bit sad because like the snow episode when it starts snowing and like Reiko gets Koguma the chains for her wheels and stuff, and then they fucking go fucking ollies in the snow together, and I was like, oh my god, these bitches are like I want them to get married, I want them to be in love.
I didn't think the vapid bitch was cool enough for them. Cool bitch.
They complemented each other. They needed each other in a way. Otherwise,
well, they formed. We talked about pseudo families last week. They formed a little pseudo family. That was cute.
And I think bringing it back to like moe and like the desire to like nurture and strengthen this like this weak baby bird of a character who's like a. Like the idea of going to the grocery store at night just sends shivers of fear through her body. What was my question? Do you think they're gonna stay friends? Do you think they're gonna be friends forever?
No, they'll drift apart. They'll drift apart.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
I reckon probably what will happen is one of them will get like some fucking dumb stupid boyfriend and stop talking to the other one and they'll drift apart, I think, probably. Or one of them will go under the wheels of a truck.
And Reiko probably will. She tried to like climb fucking Fuji on a.
That was sick. I want to see that so bad.
See, that's some Josh shit, right? I saw that episode. I was like, ah, that seems like some shit Josh would try to do. Yeah, I think like given their age, like statistically, like and the way like these secondary school friendships go, like it's likely that they will drift apart, isn't it? And their lives will go in different directions. And like,
oh, so she said at the end that she still doesn't have a friend. Did she clock that in her like closing speech?
Yeah,
she was like, I still have nothing, and I still. No, don't have any friends.
I think she said that just to highlight how much things have changed for her.
But she was like, at least I've got my cub and I don't care anymore.
Yeah, it's like it's an ironic kind of statement. It's like this cub is like brought her all of these things. Mm. Like she doesn't see herself as like this person who.
No, the point was
that
the cub hadn't bought her those things. She bought them for herself. But she said, she said I don't have any friends.
Thanks to the cub, she's. She's got friends. You've got friends, Koguma. I believe in you. I think we're looking at an hour now. What's your rating out of 10 for Super Cub?
Ooh. Fuck. So I gave the one last week.
A 10. Tokyo Ga Fovers?
Yeah, I can't remember what I gave it 10 out of, though.
Yeah.
Because it's right. Changed the context. You
can special rating system, sure.
Okay. It didn't have everything. It wasn't like... I didn't ease it up. Like there are some animes that I like, dive straight in, I want to watch the whole fucking thing straight away. And this did take me the whole fucking week to watch. Like, I couldn't watch more than one in one go.
Well, yeah.
But so I'm gonna give it 7.5 old men that I have to suck off to get a discount on my motorbike.
That's 7.5 old cocks.
Yeah.
7.5 white pubes.
Yeah.
It's like. Is that like, are you sucking half of a penis, or are you just giving a whole penis half a suck?
Half a suck.
Okay,
just the tip.
Okay. Right. Okay. I think that's a pretty good score. Yeah, I feel like a 7.5 out of 10 for me. For me, that's stars. Mm. And for the record, I think they're going to be friends forever. Mm. And I hope that we stay friends forever too.
That's gay.
I'm on my gay shit. Next week, we're watching Belladonna of Sadness.
Belladonna of Sadness.
Hell yeah.
Sounds gay. I'm in. Let's go.
That was anime now. Thank you for listening.